Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
Last night's storms pushed out an hour or several hours ago. We're still dealing with cloudy skies and a few sprinkles. I'll show you when the sunshine returns and how warm it'll get this afternoon. And breaking news following recent bank collapses. Raleigh's First Citizens Bank revealed a big purchase after 1 o'clock this morning that will affect banks across the country starting today. And this morning, parents in Raleigh and Durham can start signing their kids up for summer camps. We'll explain what's different about registration this year. A lot to tell you about here on your Monday morning as we get it started here this 8 o'clock hour. I'm Renee Chu.
And I'm Michelle McConaughey. Yeah, I saw some rain driving into work this morning, some thunder and lightning even. But that is all clearing out, thank goodness. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner showing us what the rest of the day is going to look like.
We have gray skies across our area right now, and even a few sprinkles along and north of the I-85 corridor, but we're not seeing much of that. It wouldn't be out of the question to see a quick little shower or a little bit of drizzle this morning. But for the most part, the rain and certainly the thunderstorm are out of here. We should by lunchtime begin to see some clearing. You can see some breaks in the clouds there between 2 and 3 o'clock. But a cold front swings through this evening and we'll see a chance of some scattered thunderstorms, especially in our southern counties. Not looking at much of a threat for severe storms, but just a little round of some storms with the front coming through. From the Triangle area northward, we should remain dry. It's a little damp out there still, but it looks like the roads are beginning to dry out at least a little bit. 62 is our temperature as we take a live look at City Plaza from Jimmy V. Restaurant. 63 in Fayetteville right now, 62 Goldsboro. We're in the mid-50s in Roxboro and in South Hill. Hour by hour, it's going to be a nice warm-up for us this afternoon. As we start to see some sun breaking out, temperatures will climb into the mid-70s. We do have another round of some showers in our forecast for Tuesday. It's not going to be a washout, but I'll show you the timeline. Brian's here to take a look at some of the accidents that are still lingering.
It is a rough morning commute for a lot of people this morning as we take a look at some of the big trouble spots right now. The first one is heading out of Apex and into Cary. On US 1 northbound, we have a crash between 1010 Road and the Tryon Road interchange. You can see that left lane is blocked there on the northbound side. An earlier crash on the right shoulder, that activity has largely been cleared. But take a look at these delays. Coming in from Sanford, heading up to Apex on US 1 northbound, a 26-minute backup. Those delays begin around the 540 interchange, and you're stuck in traffic for almost a half hour heading out toward 55. And then from 55 through I-40 into Raleigh, about an 18-minute delay, and almost all of that is between 55 and 1010 Road. So that whole section of US 1 northbound from 540 through 55 up to 1010 Road, solidly backed up right now. If you can pick up US 1 northbound from 64 and Tryon Road, you'll be on the other side of all this. So it might make sense for you coming in from Sanford and the southwestern side of Wake County to take 540 out to 64 and then come in that way. Also on the north side of Raleigh, a crash on 540 westbound around Ray Road and Leesville Road. That's in the clearing stages, but we're still seeing a lingering 13-minute delay through there. 87 southbound, a crash just before you get to the Wendell Falls Parkway interchange with heavy delays approaching the 64 business area. We're now picking up between an 8 and 15-minute delay. Just it's kind of going back and forth on the latest sensor readings there on 87 southbound. You might consider using 64 business to 540 and then from there pick up 87 southbound. Another backup that we're following is on the south side of Durham with a report of a crash on 40 eastbound right around the 55 interchange. Looking at huge delays right now, almost 50 minutes as you leave the Chapel Hill area heading into the south side of Durham on 40 eastbound. Consider using 54 out to 55, and then from there you can pick up 40 eastbound on the other side of that delay.
Breaking news. Crews are working to get a house fire in Knightdale under control this morning. WRL's Nia Harden joins us live from Twin Star Lane in Knightdale. Nia, what's happening now?
Well, I just got done speaking to the fire chief within the last 5 minutes, and he was telling me about this fire. He is actually calling this a second fire because they were out here around 1:15 this morning when the first fire, he says, started. He says two people were in the home when this fire started. They were able to get out on their own. He said 6 a.m. is when the second fire happened. And he says that right now they're trying to figure out what the cause was for the second fire. They said that it's really hard for them to do so right now because they said that the second floor is completely gone. They said they have nothing to walk on. They cannot do anything upstairs to be able to see exactly what happened. And so right now they're trying to just get all of that smoke out. As you can still see that billowing there the smolder right there up top. And they're telling me also that it's really a problem because they said a lot of the modern construction homes, they said that one of the things that makes it hard for them to fight fires and get out those flames and the smoke is that they have to really go through the home trying to find what they call these voided spaces. These voided spaces, they say, are just spaces that you look at your home where it looks appealing, but it's honestly just space that's not being used in your home. So they are having to really go through a lot of different walls and rock sheet, he said, to be able to try and get that out. So he plans to be here for a while is what they're telling me. He does not have a reason as to why this happened, but says that he'll let us know once they're able to figure that out. Nia Harden, WRAL News in Knightdale.
And following more breaking news this morning, Raleigh-based First Citizens Bank will buy a large part of Silicon Valley Bank. The FDIC announced the deal just after 1 o'clock this morning. It means that 17 former branches of Silicon Valley Bank will open as First Citizens Bank this morning. It comes just 2 weeks after Silicon Valley Bank failed, triggering the biggest U.S. banking collapse in decades. The FDIC seized the bank's assets and has been trying to sell them. First Citizens will buy about $72 billion of those assets at a highly discounted price. The news of the deal comes as representatives from the FDIC prepared to testify about the bank failures on Capitol Hill. Representative Patrick McHenry of North Carolina will lead the hearing of the House Financial Services Committee tomorrow. In breaking news, one person is in custody this morning after a shooting that killed one person and left two others hurt. Police stayed at the scene on Gertrude Street in Fayetteville well after midnight. The shooting happened after 6:30 last night. Investigators have not released the name of the person in custody or the man who died in that shooting. We are working to learn the conditions of the two others who were hurt.
And Jeff, welcome to the WRAL Live Center. We have breaking news right now in downtown Raleigh, Ligon Middle School. A report of shots fired there. Now, Raleigh police have confirmed that shots were fired at this location. We're trying to get some more details about what is happening there. We've been listening to Broadcastify, some of the radio traffic where you can hear shots being fired there, and police notifying other officers there that they were being shot at. We'll get a listen to that just a little bit later here this morning. But as we try to gather details for this, don't know, certainly one shooter involved in this. We are trying to contact the school district, Wake County Schools here, and see what's going on at Ligon Magnet Middle School. If they have any other details about this, we don't know if this shooter is down at the time right now or how that has been handled, if this is even over this scene. Even from our building just outside of downtown, our security folks watched seven Raleigh police cruisers go screaming down Western Boulevard headed towards downtown. So this is brand new information. We're just trying to get the latest facts for you. And we'll do that in the coming moments when we get more information. I'll bring it to you from the Live Center.
We will certainly stay on top of that situation there. Jeff, thank you. The Red Cross is sending more local volunteers to Mississippi today to help with relief efforts after deadly tornadoes there.
You have to have that open mind and that open heart because you want to understand that these people have lost so much of their life.
You just heard from Tai Wong, who is leaving today to help more than 100 other Red Cross volunteers already stationed in the city of Jackson. North Carolina-based Samaritan's Purse is also sending more staff. The team members are putting tarps on damaged roofs and helping to clear debris. And at least 26 people in Mississippi died when the powerful storm hit Friday night. At least 13 of the dead were in the town of Rolling Fork. Neighbors say they're still in shock after losing their friends and neighbors, as well as their own homes. Parents, today's your chance to sign your kids up for summer camps in Raleigh and Durham, and spots are likely to fill up fast. In Durham, registration opens this morning at 9 in about an hour. Registration was supposed to begin a couple weeks ago, but was delayed until today. City leaders say a staff shortage for summer camps could force them to limit how many are open, and they encourage parents to register early.
If you're offered to be put on a wait list, I know that seems really frustrating, but the wait lists are really important for us in helping us out in planning to have the safe ratios that we need so we understand how many staff we have on duty. how many staff we have hired. So how many, that helps us determine how many kids we can bring in.
Meanwhile, Raleigh is taking a different approach using staggered registration. Camps will have a designated registration day either today, tomorrow, or Wednesday, and the signups started at 6:30 this morning. Nearly 3 days after an explosion at a candy factory, we're getting a new look at the scope of the damage, where investigators say they're turning their focus now. And Adam Sandler takes home the Mark Twain Prize for American Humor. Coming up next, highlights from last night's ceremony as his famous friends gather to celebrate his legacy.
And overnight storms have moved out. As a matter of fact, a little sunshine's trying to burn through the clouds right there in Sanford. It is still wet in some places, and we have a lot of accidents out there. Brian, we'll get you up to date coming up.
On your Monday morning, you're looking live at Apex, a cloudy Apex this morning. You're watching WREL News, available on YouTube TV and the WREL app on your TV or streaming device. We did see that rain move through the earlier this morning that's moving out of our area, but down south, Elizabeth, Atlanta, seeing a lot of that weather this morning as well.
Yeah, here's the big picture. What happened with us this morning is we saw this warm front lifting northward. We did have a round of thunderstorms and some heavy rain with that, but all that has moved almost completely off the coast at this point. With that lingering boundary up near the Virginia line, we could see just a few sprinkles, and it's still cloudy right now. We'll have likely a break in the clouds, say early to mid-afternoon, but we're watching this front very closely. This front, of course, is producing the potential for some severe storms just south of Atlanta. You see that brand new tornado watch that just popped up, the red shaded area. We continue to have severe thunderstorms developing along this line of thunderstorms. And earlier this morning, there was a tornado warning that was posted there for Alabama. So this front slides through here later on this evening. And in our southern counties, we have a chance for some more showers and thunderstorms. We couldn't rule it out anywhere else, but it looks like the farther south you are, the better chance we'll have of seeing some more severe storms. Of course, in the last 48 hours, it's been really rough in the deep south. Of course, a lot of us have heard about the damaging tornadoes that came through parts of Mississippi. We also, in the last 48 hours, had tornado warnings and the potential for tornado damage across Alabama and Georgia as well. We'll zoom in across our area. We're cloudy, but for the most part, the rain is over. There are potentially some sprinkles north of I-85 right now, but for the most part, we're going to see a bit of a break from the rain now for at least a little while. We take a look at totals. We've seen anywhere from 3/4 of an inch to an inch for most of us. But down south, the purple shaded areas were almost 2 inches of rain in the last 24 hours. Futurecast showing the rain sliding on out. And again, the potential for maybe a sprinkle or two between now and lunchtime. And then possibly some breaks in the clouds early to mid-afternoon. And then the cold front approaches and brings us that chance of a few scattered showers and storms, especially for our southern counties. On Tuesday, we're back to a chance of some showers. We'll wake up to some cloud cover. And in the afternoon, a disturbance rolls through. That's going to bring us some showers in our southern counties during the late afternoon, and then a band of some heavier rain potentially closer to midnight on Tuesday night. We take a look at what's happening across our area, and it's still damp out there, but it's not as wet as it was. You can see some wetter conditions in Apex and Goldsboro. It's still a little damp in Chapel Hill and there on the sidewalk in front of our Fayetteville newsroom. We take a look at what's happening out there for our next front. It arrives late Friday into Saturday. We'll see the potential for increasing rain on Friday night into the day on Saturday. But the timing, how early that arrives on Friday, is still a little up in the air. Some of the models have it rolling through by the evening on Friday. This one a little more aggressive with some showers for us late Friday. We do have Durham Bulls home opener on Friday, so we're going to be watching that closely. Also Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, Dreamville Festival here in Dix Park, and we have the potential for some showers on Saturday. It's going to be a warm day Saturday, 84 degrees right now. We have a 30% chance of rain. And then on Sunday, we're drying out at 69. Of course, Durham Bulls home opener. It looks like a nice day on Friday with a high of 78, game time temperature in the low 70s. But we'll be watching for that timeline on the rain. Right now, it looks like we should stay dry, but that could change, Brian.
Here at 8:17, let's start in Durham, where we're getting some new images of that crash at I-40 eastbound and Highway 55. A moment ago, they had all lanes blocked as they kind of moved some of this out of the road, but we still have the left lane lane block through that area. Huge delays as you leave Chapel Hill right now heading into South Durham. Looking at the latest sensor update, you're looking at about an hour-long backup from between 54 and the 751 interchange all the way out toward 55. Consider using 54 to 55 as a good alternate route. From there, you can pick up 40 eastbound on the other side of all that. This is also a morning you might consider using 15501 to head toward downtown Durham and then take the southbound Durham freeway, 885 on down to I-40 and pick up 40 eastbound on the other side of those delays. Some other trouble spots that we are watching this morning, going to head out to US 1 and 64 at Tryon Road in Cary. We still have that crash on northbound US 1 right there beyond the 1010 Road interchange before you get to the 64 Tryon Road interchange. We're still seeing some heavy backups beginning around 540 extending out toward the 1010 Road area. Just the section from 55 to 1010, you're looking at a 30-minute backup. Consider using 64 to get to US 1 northbound this morning. And if you're coming in from the New Hill area, you're going to run into even heavier delays from 540 out to 55. It might be a morning to consider using the toll road out to 64 and then rejoin US 1 northbound on the other side of those delays. Also still have this crash on 87 southbound just before you get to the Wendell Falls Parkway interchange. About a 7-minute delay as you head through Knightdale.
Breaking news, Raleigh police confirm shots have been fired at Ligon Middle School. Michael Grace just arrived at the school in the WRL Breaking News Tracker. Michael, what's happening now? What do you see?
Well, right now, school, nothing like that is locked down. There are still parents dropping off their kids. We also confirmed with Raleigh police that that shooter is down, but I'm going to step behind the camera and give you a look at what this front entrance of the school looks like. You can see there is some law enforcement out here, Wake County Sheriff, as well as RPD, but again, there have been parents dropping off their kids since I've gotten here. So we're still working to learn more about what exactly happened during those shots fired. We've been listening to the broadcast Defy as well. So we're going to keep you updated from here at Ligon Middle School.
Michael Grace, thank you for that update. And new this morning, the search for survivors is over nearly 3 days after a chocolate factory exploded in Pennsylvania. Overnight, authorities in the borough of West Reading shared two more bodies had been found in the rubble. That brings the total deaths in the blast to 7. Investigators are now turning their attention as to how it happened. Some employees reported smelling natural gas before the explosion on Friday. A spokesperson for the factory's gas provider said no calls were made to them beforehand.
Federal investigators are looking to find what caused a helicopter crash that killed two Louisiana police officers. A Baton Rouge Police Department helicopter went down in a field before dawn yesterday morning. Witnesses say they believe the helicopter was assisting in a police chase when it crashed. The Baton Rouge police chief is asking for support from the community as his department mourns.
Right now, we're asking the community to lift our officers up in prayer, to lift the family members of the two heroes who we lost today, to lift those family, their families up in prayer during this difficult time.
The names of the officers have not yet been released. The FAA and the NTSB are leading the investigation.
The man who was once in charge of two Tobacco Road sports cafes is set to face a judge today. Raed Abdel Amra faces felony charges of embezzlement. Investigators say he pocketed more than $1.5 million in state sales tax between 2019 and 2012. During that time, Amra ran Tobacco Road sports cafes in Durham and Chapel Hill. One person is in custody, another is on the run after police say they crashed a stolen car in Durham. Officers say the two crashed near the intersection of North Duke Street and Stadium Drive last night. They got out of the car and ran. An officer in the area initially thought he had heard shots fired. No one was hurt. Adam Sandler is giving thanks for a big award, the Mark Twain Prize for American Humor. He spoke in a ceremony that aired last night.
Thank you for creating a delusional, psychotic man who is now the proud owner of the 2023 Mark Twain Award for athleticism, math, sexual prowess, guitar virtuosity, and best cheek smell. Good night. Keep lying to yourselves, everybody. And God bless America.
That trademark Sandler humor. Fellow comedians, including Chris Rock, spoke at the event at the Kennedy Center in Washington, D.C. Rock also made fun of the Oscars for never nominating Sandler through his decades-long film career.
He is so funny. Well, John Wick Chapter 4 makes records for the franchise in opening week. The fourth movie within the film series brought in more than $73 million in U.S. ticket sales. The action thriller also came in at number one in all global markets as well. Well, a new generation may be the new kings of travel. A report says as millennials are traveling at higher rates than baby boomers, Gen Xers and Gen Zers. A Morning Consult analyst says 18% of millennials have flown three times domestically in the last year, and that's more than 10% of Gen Xers and 6% of baby boomers. Well, still ahead, panic breaks out on a flight after a passenger manages to open the emergency exit door. What investigators are and are not sharing about the encounter all caught on camera. And we're just 5 days away from Dreamville at Dick's Park. We'll tell you about the preparations that will get underway today from the city of Raleigh.
Listen to WRAL News Plus on your radio in Raleigh on 99.3 FM, in Durham 96.5 FM, and everywhere on 101.5 HD3.
Good Monday morning. Time now is 8:26. I'm Michelle McConaughey with your top stories. We are following some breaking news this morning from downtown Raleigh. Raleigh police confirmed that shots were fired around Ligon Magnet Middle School. We've been listening to radio traffic and we can hear police notifying officers on the scene that someone was shooting at them. We are contacting the Wake County School District to try and get more information. We have Sky 5 on the way as well as a ground crew. We'll have an update for you as soon as possible. And turning now to traffic, Brian Schrader following a couple backups in the area, Brian.
That's right. The rain has cleared up, but we're still dealing with some delays. If we could switch over to the traffic system, I'll show you the camera there at I-40 at 55 on the south side of Durham, where we have a crash that is blocking the left lane on 40 eastbound. We're seeing some big delays there as we take a look at the biggest backups that we're following right now around the triangle. That one coming out of Chapel Hill into South Durham on 40 eastbound, about an hour-long delay from 15501 out to the 885 interchange. Consider using 15501 to the Durham Freeway and then coming back down 885 southbound to rejoin 40 eastbound. Big delays also in Apex with a crash on US 1 northbound just beyond 1010 Road and on 87 southbound. Look out for some backups there. About a 6 minute delay as you head through Knightdale.
We had overnight thunderstorms, but the rain's been over for several hours. The roads are still a little bit on the damp side. There could be a sprinkle or two up near the Virginia line. But we are looking at, of course, a little bit of clearing as we get into the afternoon. Rocky Mount, Durham, Raleigh, all sitting at 62. So it's a warm start this morning. Our temperatures are anywhere from the mid-50s to mid-60s, depending on where you are. Walking the dog, right now it's a little damp, but we're going to see a few breaks in the clouds this afternoon with temperatures in the mid-70s.
Thanks, Elizabeth. We'll have more news and traffic over on Fox 50. We'll see you over there.
Shot in 4K ultra high definition. Your number one source for local news. WRAL News. Coverage you can count on.
Police reporting shots fired near Ligon Middle School. Coming up, I'll show you what the school looks like and what we're learning from police right now.
And we had thunderstorms overnight. The rain is over. We don't have a rainy start. We're going to look at some sunshine redeveloping this afternoon.
And breaking news following recent bank collapses. Raleigh's First Citizens Bank revealed a big purchase after 1 a.m. that will affect banks across the country starting today. And devastation across the South after a severe storm swept over the area. How North Carolinians are stepping up to help. We will have that story for you coming up in our 8:30 hour. Thanks for staying with us. I'm Michelle McConaughey.
And I'm Renee Chu. We had some heavy rain moving across the Boone area earlier this morning that has since cleared out, but we are left with cloudy conditions out there. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner in the WRAL Severe Weather Center with how our day is going to shape up.
The roads are still just a little bit damp, but we don't have any more rain that is falling right now. We have the potential for some showers later on today. We take a look at Futurecast and we'll push it on ahead to lunchtime. After lunchtime, we should see a few breaks in the clouds. Cold front sweeps in late this afternoon into the evening. That could bring us a few few isolated showers and thunderstorms in our southern counties, but that shouldn't be terribly widespread. And then after that, we're going to see a cooler day tomorrow. It's mild as you're heading out the door, 62 degrees. We have a southwest wind at 5 miles per hour. The roads are still a little bit damp, but should be drying out pretty nicely here over the next couple of hours. Mid-50s in Roxborough and South Hill. Elsewhere, temperatures are in the low 60s. We'll see our temperatures climbing into the mid-70s as we see the sun breaking out for a bit later on this afternoon. We'll talk more about our chances for rain tomorrow. Coming up, Brian.
Busy morning on the roads here with a lot of backups. Let's start off in Durham on 40 eastbound at Highway 55, where they're working to clear this crash right now. You can see they have a couple of left lanes blocked, and we're seeing some huge delays on 40 eastbound heading out of Chapel Hill into South Durham. Those backups begin around Highway 54, and we're looking at almost an hour-long delay heading through the south side of town. A couple of ideas here. You might consider using 54 to 55 and then pick up 40 eastbound from there. Another one, if you're over on the west side of Durham, is to take 15-501 up to the 147 interchange and then take that all the way down south, 885 south to I-40 and rejoin it on the other side of all of that there on the southeast side of Durham. Some other problems that we're watching this morning, starting off in Apex with that crash on US 1 northbound between 1010 Road and Tryon Road. Some good news there. They've been able to open both lanes now, but we're still seeing some very heavy delays right now from the 55 interchange up to I-40, about a 25-minute backup. Almost all of that is between 55 and 1010 Road. And keep in mind, if you're coming in from the New Hill area or from Sanford, those delays on US 1 northbound begin around 540 and extend out toward 55. It's going to be a little while before all of that's cleared. Getting reports of a crash right now on 440 eastbound around Western Boulevard in Raleigh, seeing some delays building from the I-40 interchange there, and still seeing some lingering backups on 87 southbound heading out of Wendell and into Knightdale with a crash just before you get to the Wendell Falls Parkway interchange. That's in the clearing stages, but those heavy delays begin before you get to the 64 Business Interchange. Also lingering delays on the north side of Raleigh on 540 westbound between Six Forks Road out toward Leesville Road.
Brian, thanks. We continue to follow breaking news. Police are investigating reports of shots fired near Ligon Middle School in Raleigh. Michael Grace is live at the school in the WREL breaking news tracker. And Michael, we have new information that clarifies that shots were fired near the school, not at the school. Tell us what you've learned about that.
Yeah, that's correct. And that's the big key here right now. But there is still a law enforcement presence at this school, although drop-offs for parents dropping off their kids is still going on. And I'll give you a quick look at what the front of the school looks like, the entrance. Just a minute ago, a group of students came in, but you can see a few RPD cars right there, as well as a few officers there at the front entrance. So we believe those shots were fired earlier, so we're going to keep.
Jeff Hogan, the WR Live Center. I want to pick it up from there. Having some trouble with Michael's audio there. But I want to show you a map of with some information that we have learned in just the last few minutes. Here's Ligon Magnet Middle School right here. And this location right here, Hightower and Coleman Street, is where officers have set up, just a small field office there while they investigate what is happening here. So nearby, you can tell, it's about a half mile apart driving distance. Ligon Magnet is on Lenore Street right there. And we have been listening and taking a lot of time to pick through some of this Broadcastify interaction between officers talking to one another about what is going on. I want to play that for you right now.
ABL K-9. Shots fired. Shots fired. Suspect is shooting at us.
10-4, shots fired.
Where they at, Raleigh?
Suspect is actively firing at us. We have no...
Adam 420, checking with it down yet.
10-4. Rescom 10.
Suspect is actively firing at us. We have no...
Hey, anybody that's on TAC 1, just be advised. Sounds like the downtown shots fired is now shots fired at police. Now shots fired at police.
Shots fired. Suspect is down.
So that the only confirmation that we have, suspect is down, part of that Broadcastify audio recording we're hearing of RPD back and forth with one another with their command center now set up Hightower Street and Coleman Street. We are asking Wake County Schools for any information they may have about what is happening in and around near Ligon Middle School there. The condition of the suspect, we heard down. We are trying to find out if there are any other injuries out of this as well. This is a live live look right outside there. And you see, you know, there's an RPD cruiser there. There was a Wake County Sheriff's Office vehicle there just a little bit ago, but not any scene there that you would attach to some of that audio that we heard on Broadcastify. But we are making those calls for you and trying to get that information out. But we do know from that Broadcastify that the suspect is down. We'll let you know as soon as we find some more information about what is going on downtown Raleigh right now.
Definitely a story we'll stay on all morning. Thanks, Jeff. Well, some breaking news. Raleigh-based First Citizens Bank is taking over much of Silicon Valley Bank. That's the bank that failed earlier this month, sending other banks into a scramble. WREL's Laura Levine breaks down what this announcement means for you.
Starting today, all 17 of the Silicon Valley Bank locations are opening as First Citizens Bank. Based right here in Raleigh, the bank is now taking over. This comes after days of negotiations and discussion once SVB failed and triggered the biggest U.S. banking collapse in decades. The latest development overnight comes from the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation. It says in a statement, First Citizens Bank has purchased SVB's deposits and loans. The deal includes the purchase of about $72 billion of assets at a discount of $16.5 billion. First Citizens Bank has more than 500 offices and branches across the country. It has grown significantly over the past several years, in part by buying government-seized community banks. The CEO says that this transaction should instill confidence in the banking system. Laura Levine, WREL News, Raleigh.
Breaking news. Crews are working to get a house fire in Knightdale under control this morning. WREL's Naya Harden joins us live from Twin Star Lane. Naya, what's going on there?
Right now, crews are still on the scene here in Knightdale. You can see the home right here. You can still tell that smoke coming out of the roof right there in the corner of the house. All of this is, we are hearing from the fire chief that they are going to be out here for a while as they are now investigating two fires as they try to put out the rest of that smoke. The first one starting at 1:15 this morning. They said on the first floor, two people were in the home. Thankfully, they were able to get out. The second fire, they came out at 6 o'clock this morning. That going all the way up through the second floor. They said right now, that's what's kind of what they're trying to work on is getting this under control, but it's a little difficult, they said, because of all the damage to the house. They're not able to get on the second floor because there is no second floor anymore. We're going to continue to keep you updated as we get information. Once we find out more, we'll make sure to keep you updated on the WREL News app. Naya Harden, WREL News in Knightdale.
Breaking news. One person is in custody this morning after shooting that killed one person and left two others hurt. Police stayed at the scene on Gertrude Street in Fayetteville well after midnight. The shooting happened after 6:30 last night. Investigators have not released the name of the person in custody or the man who died in the shooting. We're working to learn the conditions of two others who were hurt. Schools are closed across parts of Georgia this morning after back-to-back severe storms. New video shows the massive hail that fell across the Atlanta area overnight. Some of the hail were as big as golf balls. Several areas are watching for possible flooding this morning. And fallout continues after the arrest of a rising movie star. The latest on the charges Jonathan Majors is facing. Plus, new information on a chemical spill in Philadelphia. What officials are saying about the safety of water in the area. And here's a live look at downtown Raleigh this morning. A cloudy start. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner will bring us up to speed on the forecast. It is 8:43, and a lot of times we'll see a pretty sunrise in Goldsboro. But on this Monday, we have a cloudy start, and we're just socked in by these gray skies. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner in the WREL Severe Weather Center. Will the gray skies break up? Will we see some sunshine later?
It looks like right after lunchtime, the clouds begin to break up, and we'll see some sunshine. But we do have a front that's going to swing by late this afternoon into this evening that could bring a few more isolated storms, especially in our southern counties. Overnight last night, between, say, 2 and 4 a.m., we did have a round of thunderstorms that came through. But the rain's been gone for several hours now. And you can see once we get closer to lunchtime, we're just nice and quiet. We'll start to see the roads drying out even more. And by just after lunchtime, you can see some breaks in the clouds. But you can also see a few isolated showers and storms that start to pop up as our cold front comes through. After that, we're going to see a little bit of a break in the precipitation. And we do have another chance on Tuesday. So tomorrow we may have some showers in the afternoon and potentially overnight. Here's a live look at downtown Raleigh. And you can see this is Jones Street in front of the North Carolina Museum of Natural Sciences. It's still a little bit damp out there, but in terms of weather, there shouldn't be a lot of problems. However, earlier today, we saw a lot of backups, and Brian is still tracking some of those, making for some messy conditions for your commute. He's coming up in just a bit. 62 is our current temperature. We'll climb into the mid-70s this afternoon with a little bit of sunshine. Right now, we're in the 50s in Roxborough and South Hill, and looking at low 60s for the remainder of the viewing area. 78 this afternoon should feel nice, especially with a little sunshine. But again, the southern half of the viewing area could be dealing with some more showers and thunderstorms. On Tuesday, a round of afternoon and evening rain, 64. And then Wednesday, 63, with a bit more sunshine. 78 today means it's warm, obviously. But then we'll cool down behind tonight's front, back down to nearly normal, even a little below normal. You see the blue color contours. And then temperatures ramp back up toward the end of the week. As a matter of fact, we have the Durham Bulls home opener. And it looks like it's going to be a nice day. We'll see partly cloudy to mostly cloudy skies, temperature at game time 73. But I'm tracking the next front, and the arrival of it could be during the evening Friday. It could be more like early Saturday. The models are in a bit of disagreement about the timeline of that. But of course, we have a lot of days to watch that. And so we'll fine tune the forecast, of course, coming up. Looking at Saturday, a good chance for some scattered showers. It'll be warm at 84. And then, of course, on Sunday, mostly sunny and pleasant at 69. Brian?
It is 8:46 right now. I want to update you about the biggest delays that I'm following around the Triangle, including this crash on 40 eastbound around Highway 55 in South Durham. Still have that left lane blocked as they get ready to tow that last vehicle away, but we're still seeing some huge delays coming out of Chapel Hill. About a 36-minute backup right now, so it's improved a little bit, but still from 54 out toward 55, you're seeing those solid backups. Consider using 54 to 55 as a good alternate route. Another backup we've been tracking is through Apex on US 1 northbound from 55 up to I-40 in Raleigh, that ride through Cary, about an 11-minute delay. We had an earlier crash between 1010 Road and 64 and Tryon Road. They have been able to open all lanes now, and we're seeing this gradually improving, but you're going to run into those delays really beginning all the way back around 540 on US 1 northbound. Once you get to 1010 and 64 and Tryon, traffic is really flowing a lot more freely. Also still have this crash on 87 southbound right around Wendell Falls Parkway. It's getting cleared up, but we're seeing some delays beginning around 64 Business and extending out toward the Wendell Falls Parkway area. About a 9-minute backup overall.
All right, thank you, Brian. Police in Rocky Mount are looking for a man linked to one of several shootings that took place within the span of a few hours. Police believe Tyrone Conyers shot a man in the leg during a party at Creek Ridge Crossing Apartments. It happened just before midnight on Saturday. Separately, three people were hurt in a shooting during a large fight in a parking lot on Northeast Main Street several hours later. We know one of them remains in serious condition. Police say shots were also fired into a car with three women inside. None of them were hurt. Investigators in Nash County are asking for your help in solving an armed robbery. Take a look at this picture the sheriff's office posted online. It shows two men armed with a handgun entering the Dollar General store. This was on NC58 and Edwards Road near Castalia. This happened around 9:30 Saturday night. The men demanded money and then took off. Call the sheriff's office if you recognize them.
A rising movie star was arrested over the weekend, and now the U.S. Army is involved. David Daniel has that and more in today's Hollywood Minute.
When you look into your future, do you see a life full of obstacles or possibilities?
An obstacle for the U.S. Army's new Be All You Can Be ad campaign featuring Jonathan Majors. The Army paused the campaign after the actor was arrested in what New York police termed a domestic dispute. He faces charges of assault, strangulation, and harassment. Majors' attorney says the actor is completely innocent and expects the charges to be dropped soon. The spokesperson for the Army Enterprise Marketing Office said in a statement, "While Mr. Majors is innocent until proven guilty, prudence dictates that we pull our ads until the investigation into these allegations is complete." Adele is extending her Las Vegas residency. The added Weekends with Adele shows at the Coliseum are due to run June 16th through November 4th. Fans can register now for the ticket presale, which begins Wednesday, April 5th.
Tell me more about your foster mother. You like her? Would it make you feel better if you came and stayed with me?
Yeah.
1001 is getting strong reviews. Teyana Taylor stars as a woman who kidnaps her 6-year-old son from New York's foster care system as both try to figure out who they are.
I got a war for you, you know that?
1001 opens in limited release Friday. In Hollywood, I'm David Daniel.
Federal investigators aren't saying much this morning after a passenger on a flight opened one of the plane's doors and deployed the emergency exit slide. Video posted to social media shows the passenger being taken into custody over the weekend. Officials say this all happened at LAX. The door was open while the plane was on the ground and not moving. Investigators haven't said whether charges will be filed against that passenger. Breaking news. Police are investigating shots fired near Ligon Middle School in Raleigh. Michael Grace is there live at the school from the WRL Breaking News Tracker. Michael, what is happening there now?
Well, right now, officers just went back inside the school, so there's no one outside of the entrance. They do have two police cars out here. I'll step out of the frame. But students still getting dropped off. You can see a young man going inside the school right now. But it seems there was some confusion with the parents. One mom who just dropped off her son I spoke with asked me what was going on. She hadn't heard anything from the school, so we're still trying to figure out if anything was sent out to these parents, although that same mother did say she felt a lot better seeing those officers there at the front entrance. So we're going to stay out here and see what else we can learn from school officials as well as RPD. The scene is just a few blocks away from the school.
All right, Michael Grace reporting live for us. Thanks, Michael. Twitter security could be at risk after a big leak online. A new legal filing show the underlying computer code on which Twitter runs was deliberately leaked. The company is now trying to find the person responsible. They think it's a former employee. Source code is usually a closely held secret, and experts say hackers can use it to find vulnerabilities. However, Twitter CEO Elon Musk has previously said he would make some of it public. The leak is another setback for Musk, who recently shared Twitter has lost half its value since he took over last year. A Durham businessman accused of embezzling money is set to make his first appearance in court today. Peter Kagwanja faces felony charges. An indictment accused him of helping Lighthouse 101 Enterprises to embezzle and misuse more than $60,000 in state sales tax. Prosecutors say the money was taken between 2019 and 2021. He is being held under a $50,000 bond. People in the Philadelphia area are stocking up on bottled water after a chemical spill in the Delaware River. The spill of a latex finishing solution happened at a chemical factory upstream from a water treatment plant Friday. That plant serves about 975,000 customers in Philadelphia. City authorities say there's no sign of contamination in the water at this time. They're working to ease people's fears about the spill.
The health risks are very low, if present at all, and they would be long-term in nature. There are no acute effects associated with the low level of exposures of these contaminants that we're seeing.
Leaders say the water is safe through at least midnight tonight, based on how long it takes for water to move through the plant before it reaches customers. An ongoing shortage in baby formula is still hitting U.S. stores, and House Republicans want an investigation. A year after the baby formula shortage started, many stores still cannot keep up with demand. House Republicans have opened an investigation into the FDA's role in the shortage. They want all of the FDA's communications on their response to it. The Department of Justice and two other agencies are also investigating Abbott Laboratories, which is a key formula maker. There may be road closures near the North Carolina coast this morning as a massive wildfire spreads. The so-called last resort fire now spans more than 5,200 acres in Terrell County. The North Carolina Forest Service posted these pictures to Facebook. Firefighters say it started on private land Friday morning. They've managed to contain more than 30% of the flames. So far, there have been no reports of injuries or property damage. 8:53 now. Before we go to break, here's a look at your winning lottery numbers. We will get another check on weather and traffic next.